Now we're told in verse 7, so Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I'm thy servant, thy son, come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria. He shouldn't have done that, but he did. And we're told, verse 8, and Ahaz took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house and sent it for a present to the king of Assyria. And so the Assyrians now, they're bribed pretty well. The king of Assyria hearkened unto him, for the king of Assyria went up against Damascus. Now that's up in Syria. He took it, and he carried the people of it captive to Kir and slew Rezin. And King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and saw an altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent to Urijah the priest the fashion of the altar, the pattern of it, according to all the workmanship thereof. And he wanted one built down in the land. All the time, this man, Isaiah, is prophesying to him and actually against him because of what he's doing. Now, will you notice, as we move on through this chapter, we are told that this great altar that he had seen in Damascus that had impressed him, no longer worshiping the living and true God, he has this altar, a duplicate of it, built down in the land of Judah. And notice now, we are told here, verse 17, and King Ahaz cut off the borders of the bases, removed the laver from off them, and took down the sea from off the brazen oxen that was under it, and put it upon a pavement of stone. Now he took down, you see, the altar of the living and true God. And we're told in the covert for the Sabbath that they had built in the house, and the king's entry without turned thee from the house of the Lord for the king of Assyria. Now notice, now the rest of the acts of Ahaz, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Ahaz slept with his father, was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his stead. Now we come to not only a good king, but one who also led in revival. As I've said before, we're going to be talking about revivals in not only 2 Kings, but also when we get to Chronicles.